He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
July the 7th, the year is more than halfway over, and we're still talking about Greece. Is anybody tired of Greece yet? We love the Greek people. We love Greece as a country, but let's get this thing resolved and put to bed so the world can move forward once again, because everything's on hold right now. The Dow is down 82 points today. We're at 17,600. You know, this Greece situation has taken us right off new highs and 18,300. We're clear down to 17,600. Not that the world's falling apart. Not that this is a major part of the world and global economy. It's just a thorn in the side of the European Union. And it's the thorn in the side of world markets right now. The S&P 500 is down 7 points to 2,000. And 61. The S&P cannot make any headway until we get this thing behind us. The NASDAQ is down 42 points right now to 49.49. The NASDAQ is also taking the brunt of it because it's a risk-off type of market, which is really kind of silly if you think about it. You know that this thing is going to get resolved. People are moving into the bond market right now, the shaky bond market, causing a mini bond rally. In fact, the 10-year is cleared down to 2.20 right now. But don't you think when this thing gets resolved that interest rates are going to start heading right back up again? And it will get resolved at some point. It's just a matter of when, not if. The euro is at 1.09, gold is at 11.56, and crude oil, 52.56. So anyways, they will meet in Brussels again, and they'll try to resolve this Greek conflict. Maybe we'll get some Brussels sprouts out of Brussels. Maybe some new deals will sprout. Hey, what's the deal with Brussels sprouts? I can remember when I was a kid. If my mother said, you can't go to Disneyland this Saturday unless you eat all your Brussels sprouts, I would have canceled the Disneyland trip. There's no way I'm going to eat a Brussels sprout, Mom. And now I'm paying $12.50 a side dish of Brussels sprouts. They're cooking them in woks with bacon and all kinds of Parmesan cheese and things. And the Brussels sprouts are all the rage right now, much like kale. Kale's a garnish. Well, the market is like a Brussels sprout right now. It's hard to swallow. It just, this Greece thing just needs to go away. They just need to get it resolved one way or another. And it's, you know, some days it's, well, it looks like Greeks will be leaving the euro. And then there's other days, or the European Union, there's other days when there's no way that the euro zone is going to let Greece exit. It would look bad for them. And don't forget that Greece owes them quite a bit of money. There's $500 billion out there in Greek paper. Some of it owned by French banks. Some of it owned by German banks. Some of it owned by Spanish banks. Some of it owned by hedge funds. This Greek paper is an IOU. They're Greek bonds that are getting clobbered right now. And therein lies the rub, because the owners of the Greek paper do not want to make concessions. Don't forget, they're part of these negotiations. If they make concessions, that means they've got to take a haircut on those bonds. What is more likely to happen than not is that those bonds will be renegotiated. Maybe they'll take them out from 10 years to 20 years. Lower the interest rate. It's got to be restructured. There's just no way around it. That's really the only resolution to this thing. And then the world can go merrily on its way. The Greek banks, saving the Greek banks. I don't think the European Union really wants to see the Greek banks fail. That would definitely lead to a Greek exit. So keeping those banks open is important in their eyes. And really, those banks are in default now. Those banks have really failed now. They're out of money. They're being kept afloat by the European Union, by emergency funds. They're not open. You can't go in and say, hey, you know that 50,000 euro savings account I have? I want to cash it out today. Forget it. I mean, the most you can get, I believe, is 60 euros. 60 bucks. That's it. So the banks have really failed, but they are being kept alive. And whether or not they're resuscitated or not, I think they're going to probably resuscitate those banks and keep them going. July 20th is a hard date when a big tranche is due, and then they'll be in default. That's when the foreclosures happen. That's like the drop dead date. So we'll probably, for the next couple of weeks leading up to this July 20th hard deadline, meanwhile we have a new finance minister in Greece that's going to be negotiating. Tsipras is in Brussels negotiating. They'll have some kind of a plan. So far, the only plan they've had is we're digging our heels in and we're not going to budge. We want to maintain our pensions. But the problem is they don't have the money to maintain it. It is an unsustainable economy right now. And they don't have the money to pay back the money that they've already borrowed. They've already borrowed money. They've given haircuts before. Greek bondholders have taken haircuts before, much like Latin America many years ago. Brazil, Mexico, they had to restructure that debt and work their way out of it. Everybody had to give a little bit. But the one that had to give the most is the ones that had borrowed the money. And that's where Greece has not been really willing to budge from my perspective. And they need to budge a little bit. They're going to have to make some concessions. You can't go on status quo when status quo has led you to this point once again. So anyways, bonds are in rally mode right now as people seek safety. A safe harbor until the Greek situation gets resolved. But when it gets resolved, don't you think interest rates are going to go right back up once again? Well, there's all kinds of things happening in the markets these days. It's always interesting. You never know what you're going to wake up to. Meanwhile, Wells Fargo says buy the mortgage REITs here. Boy, I don't know. Those things are really interest rate sensitive. I know they offer dividend yields of 11 or 12%. I wonder if Wells Fargo's holding a bunch of those mortgage REITs and comes out with the buy recommendation so they can offload some of those. I don't know. I wouldn't buy them myself. They're extremely interest rate sensitive. Carnival Cruise Lines will have a new destination, Cuba. You know, I've heard that Cuba's a pretty interesting place to visit. If you want to spend your money in Cuba, and if you want to see some virgin territory from a vacation perspective, take a ride on a Carnival cruise, and one of the stops is now Cuba. They've been approved. And Carnival Cruise Lines actually looks like a pretty good stock right now as oil continues to fall. We're at $53 per barrel. Greece is even impacting the energy in the oil markets. Let's get this thing resolved. Let's get this thing behind us so we can move forward. Hostess Brands is pursuing an IPO. Now there's the opposite of Brussels sprouts. Twinkies. If you don't eat your Twinkie, you can't go to Disney. Oh, man, I love Twinkies, especially those chocolate-covered ones. How about a deep-fried Twinkie at the county fair? Raymond James ups Netflix target price to $730. Wow, where is Netflix right now? Netflix, it just seems to me like there's all kinds of competition coming in. Netflix is at $665. I wrote about Netflix in my book, Best Stocks Now. It was a lot cheaper when I wrote about it in my book. I have owned it off and on over the years. I do not own it now. I have a hard time. I have about as hard a time swallowing a 184 P.E. ratio as I do a Brussels sprout that my mother tried to feed me when I was young. I'm sure they're good for you. I'm sure there's lots of nutrition in Brussels sprouts. But doggone it, I don't know about those Brussels sprouts. And I don't know about 184 P.E. ratios. Anyways, the leadership in the market right now is very narrow. I only have 200 stocks out of 4,200 that meet my criteria right now. And out of those 200, there's only a few that I'm even interested in at the current time. That is from the buying standpoint. I still am invested. I have about 75% invested and about 25% in cash. And I'm always looking for more. Well, when we come back, there are some things working in this market. It's narrow, but that's okay. It's a stock picker's market. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the first thing to do is to keep everything in perspective. As I went through the big picture of the market on Monday of this week, well, we went from the top down, we went to the leading asset classes right now, and it's still equities. Equities still lead, and U.S. equities in particular. Let's not forget that this bull market has been in place now since March 9th of 2009. And yes, there's been lots of pain along the way, hasn't there? There's been lots of pain along the way, and there's been many crises along the way. And each time I have stepped back and analyzed those crises and come away with the conclusion that this isn't the one that's going to impact S&P 500 earnings to stop that growth of earnings that's been going on since 2009, that earnings are going to continue to grow. And I, once again this week, pronounced the bull market to still be in place. And every time over the last 6 years and 15 weeks that you buckled at the knees and sold everything because the market was down 300 points, like it was last Monday, you made a poor choice. It was the wrong decision because the market went on to hit new highs. And at least as of now, I don't see this Greek situation being the one that drives the spike into the heart of the bull market that's been going on now, which has carried this market to a tripling from its 660 level back in 2009. But there's been pain from time to time. I would say this one's not really painful. It's more of a stalling out that's been going on for quite some time now. And it will come to a head at some point, I would say at least by July 20th. That's probably the best I can do as to when it will be resolved. Obviously, it needs to get resolved before July 20th because that's the drop-dead date. That's the date when they come in and repossess and foreclose on Greece and the party's over. And what they more than likely will do between now and then is somehow restructure the debt, make those 10-year notes, take them out to 20 years, make those 2-year notes 3-year notes, and give them a little bit of room. But somebody's got to crunch some numbers on the other side of the equation, which is Greece, to make it a little bit more sustainable, their system. You can't keep doing what you've been doing and keep getting bailed out, and the bondholders keep taking these haircuts. I remember the last time the bondholders took a haircut, they said, this will never happen again. We're not going to loan you any more money. But they did, and here we are back at the table once again, and they're being asked to take a haircut once again. But I still say that the big picture is bottom line earnings here in the U.S. Now, I can't say the same about Europe right now. Bottom line earnings in Europe are a little bit questionable right now. There's a half a trillion dollars at stake out there in Greek debt. And there may be some haircuts here and there. And yes, Europe is printing money. They have quantitative easing going on, trying to stoke their economy. I got to believe that Europe wants to get this thing resolved more than anybody. Here they are, Mario Draghi, European Central Bank. He's the equivalent of Janet Yellen here in the U.S., is trying to pull out all the stops to get their economy moving, and yet they have this little problem. I believe Greece is about 3% of their GDP of the 12 countries that make up the European Union, and that's just holding that whole market back. It's holding the economy back. They need to get it resolved. Now, a few people have written to me and said, Bill, you sound like you're for printing money. Oh, no, 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 no. I believe in self-reliance, living within your means. I'm a frugal kind of guy. I do not believe in spending more than you take in. That's all I'm saying about printing money is that's what they're doing. I don't agree with it, but that's what they're doing because I mentioned the other day that the U.S. is also on an unsustainable course. We're spending $1 trillion more every year than we take in. I haven't heard one candidate of all the candidates that are lining up saying, you know, we need to get our financial house in order. And how are we coming up with that extra trillion every year that we don't have? Two ways. We're not printing money anymore. That's over with for now. But we're borrowing money till the we're up to here, you know, and borrowing money. And if interest rates start to rise, that's going to take a big bite out of our GDP, just those interest payments. So I do not agree with printing money at all. But I am saying that if a economy is going to print money, as an investor, you have to look at that as an opportunity. What happened while the U.S. was printing money? The markets sailed higher. The markets have tripled. I'm saying invest in countries that are printing money. I don't agree with the concept at all of spending more than you take in. I don't care if you're a family, a household. I deplore debt like the plague. I don't believe in spending more than you take in. If you're a city, if you're a county, if you're a state, if you're a country, and yet we see it all over the world. Now, Greeks, like I've said before, can't print money unless they leave the European Union. I'm sure they still have the artwork somewhere and the forges and whatever it takes to print those drachmas once again. But that would be a big devaluation of their currency. That would be a real mess. They would have inflation like you can't believe if they were to go that route. So somewhere in there, there's going to be a resolution to all of this. July 20th is now a drop-dead date. They need to get it resolved. And don't forget, you have the banks closed right now. So they need to come up with some kind of interim solution in the meantime so that the folks can at least get some money out of the ATM machine when they need it. So no, I am not for printing money. I'm just reporting that that's what Europe is doing. That's what the U.S. has done. Japan, to some extent, is doing it. And they call it quantitative easing. That's a much easier term on the ears than money printing, isn't it? Down in the basement. So no, I'm not an advocate of printing money. But remember the big picture right now, despite this situation in Greece and despite a market that is just completely stalled out and watching day by day to every little action. Oh, Merkel's headed to Brussels. Cyprus is headed to Brussels. And they're flying all over the place. It will get resolved. The big picture is the bull market in the U.S. is still in place for now, but boy, is it on hold. There's still some good stocks, though. We'll talk about one when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, one of the areas that's been tough for investors for the last few years has been income, the income investing side of the market. And, you know, for income, what are your choices? Okay, you want a little income from your investments. Well, I've always told investors and clients of mine that income can be derived from two sources. Number one, income can obviously be derived from the dividends or the yield that an investment pays. But don't forget that income can also be derived from capital appreciation. And a lot of people don't understand that. Let's just say that you've got $100,000 invested in the market in a dividend portfolio that's paying maybe 2.5%, 3%. So you're deriving $2,000 to $3,000 a year from the dividends that those stocks kick out, or whatever in underlying investments you have in that portfolio. But if it goes up to capital appreciation, let's say the account goes up 4 or 5%, now you've got a total of 7 or 8% total return. So you could take the income, you could set up the account. Now, obviously, every year is different, but you have the potential to derive income from not only the dividends that the stock pays, or the coupon that the bonds pay, but also from the capital appreciation. And you try to get the best of both worlds. Now, that's why I don't like the bond market, because I don't see the capital appreciation side going forward. And I still think that there's potential to derive capital appreciation from the right dividend-paying stocks. And so that would boost your income. Now, bonds in a falling interest rate environment, they give you capital appreciation and the coupon rate, the yield. But in a rising interest rate environment, your yield could be wiped out by the capital depreciation of the bond going down. So I still prefer, for very conservative, safe investors, of deriving income from dividend-paying stocks that also have the potential for capital appreciation. And I also believe in diversifying, either through a few mutual funds or through owning a market basket of individual stocks. I currently own about 25 to 30 in my income and growth account. And one of the stocks that I currently own is FNF, which I've talked about in the past. It's a company that provides title insurance, escrow services, and specialty insurance primarily in California, Texas, Florida, New York, and Illinois. Now, those are some pretty strong, healthy real estate markets. I don't know what real estate's like in your town, but from my perspective here in San Diego, there's very little inventory out there on the market. And as soon as the inventory goes on the market, it's almost snapped up immediately. So even though there's not a quantity of transactions going down, there's quite a bit of demand right now for very little inventory. And the inventory that does come on the market is snapped up almost immediately, unless it's way overpriced or unless it's just totally a dump or something like that. And so that's got to be pretty good for a company like Fidelity National Financial, which is headquartered in Jacksonville, Florida. I featured this stock before on my show, and it is one of the stocks. I have about a 3% overall weighting in this stock. It currently sports a yield of about 2%. Where's the 10-year today? 2.2%. And some would say, well, there's a lot more risk in owning a dividend-paying stock than there is in the U.S. Treasury. I don't know. The U.S. Treasury at 2.2 today, to me, has some risk. Interest rate risk. Interest rates are artificially low here the last couple of weeks or the last week because of the Greek situation, which is a temporary situation. And I just think 5 years from now, we're going to be looking at a lot higher interest rates than we are today, which wouldn't be good for that 10-year treasury. I don't see the capital appreciation side of the equation in that 10-year treasury or in other bond or debt instruments. But I can make a case for capital appreciation in FNF, which is looking for 34% growth in earnings this year and another 14% next year. They're in a pretty sweet spot in the market right now. I want to say that real estate nationwide has gone up about 4 or 5% year over year. In fact, I think I heard that this morning from Schiller, which isn't bad. The real estate market is mending. it's getting better. It's come back a long ways from that 209 bottom. In fact, Fidelity Financial, FNF, got down to $5 per share at that point in time. And now it's clear back to $38 per share. Now, how does that shake out as far as performance? You know me, I like companies that are performing well. That tells me a few things. That this environment is good for them, whatever environment we have at the current time in the world. And it also tells me a little bit about management. That they probably in pretty capable hands. Over the last 5 years, FNF, which by the way is a $11 billion company, making it just becoming a large cap stock here, has averaged 33% per year, while the market's delivered 15% per year. Over the last 3 years, FNF has delivered some big-time alpha versus the rest of the market by delivering a total return of 37% per year, while the market's delivered 15%. And over the last 12 months, this is a stock that I own in my growth and income account, the stock is up 39.6%. The market's up just 4.6%. You see how this market is on hold? 12 months now, we're up a paltry 4.6% in the S&P 500. But there are individual stocks. You hear the term all the time. This is a stock picker's market. This is one of the biggest stock picker's markets I've ever seen because the leadership in the market is so narrow right now. When I reported on Monday the big picture of the market, when we got down to the leading sectors in the market, there's only three or four sectors that are participating. Biotechs, healthcare, insurance stocks, and the banking sector. And that's about it. Pharmaceuticals, five. Five sectors participating. And of course, FNF comes in into that financial sector. So the performance has been pretty good. It meets my criteria. What about valuation, however? Because that's the second half of my equation. I'm a hybrid investor. I'm not a pure value guy preaching this value message, although I believe in it. But value alone, without relative strength and without strong chart patterns, to me, you know, there's holes in it. There's value traps out there. And I've seen some big value firms that were strict value investors get hammered in 2009. So you got to recognize that there are some issues with just pure value investing. But it is half of my equation. And the other half, which we just went through, is the relative strength and the performance side. From a valuation point of view, FNF is currently trading at 14 times forward earnings. That's a discount to the market. It's expected to grow its earnings by 20% per year over the next 5 years. It's trading at a discount to its growth rate. It gets a PEG ratio of 0.71. I have a 5-year target price, 5 years down the road, which a lot can happen between now and then. Lord knows what can happen over the next 5 years. But stocks trade on expectations, and right now, based on the expectations that are out there, I have a $65 target price on a company that's currently trading at $38, and it sports a little over 2% dividend yield. The last part of this equation for me is the all-important stock chart, the snapshot. The stock has been going sideways like the rest of the market, really since February the 1st. That's kind of when the market went on hold. That's when Greece started to rear its ugly head. That's when interest rates started moving higher in the U.S. This stock is going sideways right now. But that's not so bad. In fact, it looks to me like it's poised to break out at some point in the future when we get a little bit more certainty. The company's expected to report earnings in 3 weeks. It's a stock that I currently own here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I read a robot story here the other day. This is interesting. A Volkswagen worker was killed by a production robot this morning while on the job in Germany. The unidentified worker was installing a robot on a production line when the machine hit him in the chest. He died later at the hospital. We'll be working side by side with robots. You better get along with that robot. Maybe you want to take the robot out in the evening. Have a drink or two with the robot. Get to know the robot a little better. This guy was killed by a robot. But I see this robotic move in my industry, and I don't think it's going to end up well. It really bothers me to walk down the hall past a wirehouse firm and to see the offices empty in there. I'm not kidding you. I'm not exaggerating. There's just a few people milling around, and there must be 100 offices in there. No, who's managing the money is what I want to know, which, you know, hey, there's different ways of looking at how to manage money. And obviously one big style of managing money is an automated process that makes it as easy as possible. I mean, the individual could do this. In my opinion, you just go on to any number of websites and type in your data. Maybe 10 questions is all they ask. And out comes a nice little pie chart recommending your current asset allocation. And it will probably look something like 50%, let's call it 40% in U.S. large cap stocks, 10% in U.S. small cap stocks, 10% in U.S. mid cap stocks, 20% foreign stocks, and 30% in the bond market. Or if you're older, it'll look more vice versa. It'll be more heavily weighted towards the bond market. Okay, and then 3 months later, punch it in again or watch your account for 3 months. And if the stock market really rallies, you'll be overweighted in stocks and underweighted in bonds. So you have to rebalance it. It's a very simple process. If the computer says that you should be at 50% stocks, market goes in rally mode, and all of a sudden you're at 55% stocks, well, then you've got to sell down to get back to that 50% level. And you can choose your time period. You can do it annually. You can do it quarterly. You can do it twice per year. You can do it monthly. And it's as simple as that. In fact, it's so simple that they can program it into a logarithms, into robots, to do it for you for a small fee. But you would have an individual, a human being, in between you and the robot to at least tell you to stay the course or to hold your hand when we go through rocky times like this in the market. What I do at Gunderson Capital Management is very much an alternative to the wirehouse. You know who the wirehouses are. Just watch the Super Bowl or watch the NBA championships or the women's soccer championships, and the big wirehouse firms are the ones with the big bucks spending the money, telling you how much they care about you and your portfolio and how you're safe in their hands, even though several of them almost went bust. A couple of them did. Lehman went bust. Bear Stearns went bust. Merrill Lynch was bailed out, barely, almost went bust. There are alternatives to wirehouses. What I do is pretty radically different from the wirehouse model. You don't have to accept the wirehouse model, which is pretty much what I just explained. There's not a lot of people out there anymore in my industry. God bless the guys that are still coming in early at the market open, watching interest rates, watching world markets trade, that know how to put a valuation on a stock, that know how to read a stock chart, that know how to analyze valuations and relative strength and know how to manage money. That's the alternative to the wirehouse. Now, I get stuff all day long emailed to me from my industry. And it's the same old crap over and over and over again. Automating the process so it can free up the planner from managing the money. And I don't know what else. I mean, how much is involved? The planning process isn't that complicated. By the way, I do have a planner now here at Gunderson Capital Management. The plan is the easy part. It's accomplishing the plan that's the harder part, in my opinion. You don't have to accept a pie chart spit out by a computer and managed by a robot. And I know I beat this thing to death, but I'm really passionate about it. I don't think this is going to end up well. Just like the mortgage-backed securities that they were pumping out in 2007, 2008, 2009, it didn't end up well. Those things were created by logarithms and computers and whatnot. In the end, they were subprime debt. Very, very high risk, which almost all of it blew up, exploded in the face of the robots, and guess who was left holding the bag? Anyways, there is an alternative. We're a big alternative to the wirehouse. Firms like Gunderson Capital Management that say, I don't have to own any stocks if I don't want to. I don't care what the computers say. I don't have to own any bonds if I don't want to. I could be sitting here in cash if I want to. I'm not going to stay fully invested because the computer says I should. That's how we roll. That's how we do things a little bit differently here at Gunderson Capital Management. If you'd like to give us a call and talk to us, we're live people. I even have somebody live that answers the phone during regular business office hours. Not even a robot answers the phone around here. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. And if you want to talk to me, you can even get through to me, the money manager. How about that? PWStreet.com. That's where you sign up for our weekly newsletter. PWStreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.